We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yes, Stump the Millennial. If you haven't played it before, Jack Fritz is the Millennial. We're going to ask him a question. You're going to decide if he gets it right or if we stump the Millennial. And if you get it right, you win. Today's prize, a $50 gift card to Captain Chunky's Crab Cake Company, 14 area locations. Visit welovecrabcakes.com. You like crab cakes, Ike?
Yeah. I do like crab cakes.
Any sauce on it? I like cocktail sauce if it's very spicy, or I'll do ketchup on top of it. Or I do like a crab cake sandwich with a little bit of like
whatever the sauce that Chickie and Pete's normally gives you with the
it's a good sauce on
tartar sauce.
It's like a sweeter sauce.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. All right. Playing today is Trey in Horsham. Hello, Trey.
Yo, how's it going, gentlemen?
What's up, brother? You know how
What's
to
up,
play
Trey?
The game.
Yes, I am familiar with this. By the way, I just wanted to say I usually always see you guys over at the. At the Eagles Town Hall, you guys call me the Eagle. I have the Eagles helmet with the eagle that on top.
Yes.
Of the flap.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to come up there this year because of COVID-19, but we'll be back.
I know.
All right.
I'll be there for you guys next time.
All right, Trey. Here is the question. So what you're going to do is you're going to guess whether Jack gets it correct or we stumped a millennial. So let me ask the question here. Jack, today we're speaking about Reggie White. He was born in Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. What is the state capital of the state of Tennessee? Now, think about it. I don't think Jack's very good with geography and things like that. Now, we're going to ask Trey. Trey from Horsham. Trey, do you believe he gets it right, or do we stump the millennial?
No, Jack's got this one.
He's got it?
Yeah, even I have this one.
All right, Trey, hang on a second. All right, Jack. Reggie White, born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The state capital of the state of Tennessee would be what?
I mean, it feels a little bit like a trick question, but it feels like the obvious answer. Is it Nashville?
Is it a trick question? It's not, because it is Nashville. Trey, you win. Congratulations.
All right. Good looking out, Jack.
There you go.
That was an easy one. All right, Trey, hang on a second.
I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah, that's what I was trying for.
Well,
it seemed too easy.
I tell you what, Knoxville could have been the answer.
Yeah, or Chattanooga.
Memphis.
I thought he said Chattanooga.
No,
that it
we knew Memphis wasn't the answer.
That's true. Yes, that's very true. Good point. Congratulations. And by the way, Captain Chunky's. I'm calling it Captain Chunky's. Captain Chunky's. Mm-hmm. welovecrabcakes.com. There's one up by me right down the street from me. Amazing. Go get them. Take them out to go. Delicious. Reggie White also born on my birthday.
How about that?
December 19th. In one year when I was I'm trying to think what year it was. He had a show on, I believe it was WIP. He had a Monday Night Players show, and it fell on our birthday. So I went out, checked it out. I didn't say hi to him or anything like that. I was too scared to go up and say hi to him because he was just this huge figure.
Reggie?
Yeah. So yeah. I went out and I watched the show. It was his birthday. It was my birthday. I enjoyed it. It was it might have been at Ribbit in King of Prussia, the old restaurant out there. But anyway.
Yeah, I had to meet Reggie White. Once, well, out on the field doesn't count. Meeting him out on the field doesn't count. I got to be at a Christian retreat with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Back in, I want to say 03, 02 maybe. Yeah, 02. I believe it was in Charlotte where he had moved down to.
Right.
So, you know, he had moved down there in Charlotte. I think he was thinking about building a church down there or whatever. But You know, that's the Bible Belt way down there in North Carolina. And so a lot of former athletes, that's one of the areas, especially the religious ones, we're starting to move to. So there are some other players.
It's a good spot
that live in that area that play with the Carolina Panthers. That was Reggie's last team.
Played 1 year, yeah.
And guys like Leonard Wheeler, Hardy Nickerson, all these guys that are older
Hardy
guys
Nickerson.
That played
He's
during
good.
That time. They were a part of this. Troy Vincent was one of the guys on the council. Yeah, that's how I went. Troy invited certain guys from the Eagles down to do it. And I got it. That's where I met Dale Curry and his wife. That's where I first met Seth and Steph Curry when they were like 10, 11 years old, 12 years old.
Because they were Charlotte-based, right?
Yes, they were down.
Dale
Curry had retired.
Right.
I think that may have been one of the last teams he played for. So long story short, I just remember, you know, Reggie coming through and speaking to the group that night. When we broke up, you know, the families, you know, the men, the women went off with all the women
yeah.
together, and the kids had kids, church or what have you. Well, Reggie was going to be the speaker that night to us. This is like a weekend thing from like a Friday to Sunday or Thursday night till Sunday afternoon, something like that. And I just remember thinking like, that's Reggie White, man. Like how did I get in a room where Reggie White is – ministering to me, right? I'm sitting here taking notes on, you know, being able to commit to Christ and doing things the right way and living the right way and being a good husband and a good father and all those things. And you got to remember, I'm newly married to my wife this time, maybe a year at this time, even though we had known each other during our college days, we were still...
You were a young man
still. Yeah, so... That's the only time, and I still have the picture of him. I still have the picture of him with my older son, because I wanted to make sure I
really?
Got a picture. Oh, yeah, I had to make sure I got a picture of him.
Ah, that is so cool.
The only bad part is it's on one of those, it's from a disposable camera. Remember the disposable
yes.
camera? So you'll get the film developed, and so it's like an 8, it's not even an 8 by 10, what were those, like 5 by 7 or
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 5 by 7. Yep.
So, yeah, I still have that picture of Reggie. And it's the only picture I have. But I'm like, that's the only time I actually had a chance to meet Reggie White.
It's a shame he passed away in 2004.
Yeah. And we had basketball players there. I remember like Lindsey Hunter, LaPhonso Ellis, those guys being there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and we did it for 2 years. We did it for 2 years. And for some reason, I don't know if they lacked the funding for it after that or what
just
have you.
It kind of went away.
It kind of went away, yeah. But, yeah, that was cool, man. Minister of Defense.
Yeah, Reggie was 43.
Yeah.
When he passed away. That's day after Christmas, too.
Yep. We were at practice.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, Troy bringing the team together and letting us know.
Man.
First, he got the call that morning.
First number on the Eagles was?
91.
91, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty cool throwback.
Who was wearing 92 in 1985 that he couldn't wear?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant to look it up today because when I was watching the videos, the YouTube videos, yeah. First game, he had 2.5 sacks and 10 tackles.
First game. My first number that never made the official, it didn't make it to the regular season.
123?
No, 49.
That's oh, right.
That's a bad number. Josh Perry.
That's a terrible number. I thought they were going to cut me.
That is a cut me number. It's either a fullback number or a cut me number. Or
that's
both.
That's like when I'm 29 was hanging in my locker at Bloomsburg. I knew it was over.
Shut up, Jack. 29? That's not a bad number.
Bad number.
Let's go to T in Collegeville. T! What's up, good
yo,
brother?
What's going on to my old head, man? How y'all doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, man.
What's up, T?
How are you?
Hey, man. Kudos to you, man. That was an awesome, just the whole thing. I mean, Joiner, B.E., B-Dog, John Marks,
Yeah, it was a pretty good day today, Johnny
yeah,
Marks.
Yeah.
Pretty good day today.
Good job, Jack.
Yeah, good job, Jack.
Except you didn't tell Byron my name. He's calling me Jack. Go ahead, T.
Yeah, I got to say, man, I was doing some hot doggets and all that when you was over there pulling some Joe Giulio with that Jamal Adams. I know what you was doing, man. I know what you was turning the fan base. I didn't appreciate that because – that was a smooth move by you, but it was nasty.
Yeah, it was a nice tactic by him over there. That was a nice tactic.
Yeah, as soon as you said Jamal, I was like, oh, no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, just like B-Doc. Versatile, plays everywhere, just like B-Doc, man. Absolutely.
And there's not many times during the shows that I got to shush y'all because I want to hear what they say. But I'm over here, Seth is talking, I'm like, yo, shorten the questions. I want to hear what they got to say.
Yeah, Seth's good. Seth's awesome. It's good to talk to him today, T.
No, it was a great show. And don't think I didn't hear what you said on the way out on Monday, man.
What'd I say?
I think Angry Al, me, and Andy don't put our time in. They're pretty much getting coffee and calling the show and doing what we had to.
It's more lobbying for fantasy football.
Yeah, man, I think I honestly, yo, we got a good foot in the door, man. We do a lot for the show, man.
I agree. T, listen, I wish we could have a 30-person league.
No, we don't.
So you don't wish that? No. I was just kind of saying that.
Maybe T could be a lock in the LTVB league.
Yeah, you can have him in your league, Ike. Because, I mean, we have to have, like last year we opened it up to a lot of people. I mean, we just can't have notable callers, right? I mean, some should be notable callers, big parts of the show.
Right.
I want Inge in the league this year.
Yeah, you're lobbying
for
hard.
Sure.
Oh, God.
For sure.
Who's his first pick going to be? Who's his non-loser first pick going to be?
That's
Brady?
What I'm saying. Can you imagine the chaos that he would create?
Exactly. Screw the whole draft up.
I promise I'll talk to people at the draft this year.
There's not going to be a draft.
No, we're not going to be. Yeah, we're going to do this online this year.
All right, we'll come back. Marks and Reese text line. We'll finish up, man, on the phones. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Julio's coming up next. We were just talking to him out in the Xfinity X1 Lounge. He's got a good show coming up tonight. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. They're open for business, and if you were thinking about getting engaged, then COVID-19 shut that down. The area's best selection of diamond engagement rings. It's not even close. Marks-Jewelers.com. You have to give me a yes or no for a nickname, if it's a good one or not. And these are from Twitter. The Axeman.
Yes.
That's a great one.
That's one I didn't want to name because I knew somebody would.
The Executioner we talked about earlier. That's a
good one.
That's a good one. Chooch. Chooch's a great one.
Great one.
Good name, yeah.
Doc for Doc.
I don't know if I go great, but it's a good one.
It's a good one?
Yeah, Chooch.
All right, Weapon X. What is Doc's main nickname? See,
I call him Weapon X. You know I'm not calling him Wolverine.
Frank the Animal Bialowis, former Flyer minor leaguer.
Oh yeah, I do. I know Frank the Animal Steel. Oh, that's George the Animal.
George the Animal Steel. Whitey Ashburn, great one.
Great one.
Round Mound of Rebound.
That's a very good one.
Dave the Hammer Schultz.
Dave the Hammer's a great one.
Oh, the Hammer. Yeah, you got to go with the Hammer.
Not the camera.
Not that hammer. Nails.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, I just hate the guy so much. I refuse to do anything.
Oh, you won't call him the dude?
Yeah, that's what his teammates called him, dude.
Dude, yeah.
That's what Dutch, I mean, literally, they would say, oh, who are you talking about? Dude? Oh, yeah. Like, that's what Dutch used to say. Dutch is a great one, too. Let me give you one more here. Fred X. You see, Fred, how many Fred X and the People's Champion?
The People's Champion. Now, we called him Fred X.
Yeah.
Because he felt good about himself after making that catch. So we went on and called him Fred X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of laughing at him.
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit. No, I mean, he
was
funny.
A big catch.
No, yeah, no, he did. He had some big moments, Freddie Mitchell.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. They are open with slot play, limited hours. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
I think Inge and Bum from Levittown were switched at birth. Inge deserves a name like Bum. Meanwhile, Bum is the man and should have a less insulting name. Tim in Mercerville.
Wow.
I almost didn't know what the hell happened right there.
Is Spike doing them all today, the text line?
Yeah, because Battle called out sick.
What?
Yeah, halfway through the show, all of a sudden I see it's dark back there in his office.
So Spike's doing all the text messages.
I need to call in the big man.
See, I thought that was Spike's opinion.
Right.
On Inge. Bum in Levittown, we haven't heard from in a while, but he's a good caller.
And I was not ready for Spike's voice there.
I was not either, but go ahead.
The best nickname in Philly sports? Easy. Joe Santalagiglio. Jeff in Jenkintown.
I love it.
Ike, I gotta say,
if somebody had said it, I would have gone with it.
I have to say, you came up with gold with the Joe Santalagiglio, Elliot Shore Parks,
Elliot Santalagiglio Parks.
I'm sure Joe Saliquito appreciates it out there listening. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Really enjoyed your interview with Byron Evans, Jack, Greg, and Voorhees.
Yeah.
Good job, Jack.
He did it twice, and then we were waiting for a third time. Like, literally, right. We're here waiting. Did I do the right thing in not correcting him and
yes.
saying?
Yes, okay. You did. You did. You did the right thing.
It's always awkward when that happens, you know?
No, I know. And like,
no, he did the right thing because he doesn't know.
Yeah. He doesn't know. And it's not like he's going to be a regular guest that I need to do it or whatever. So, whatever. Thanks again, Jack.
The next time he calls, we'll let him know that you're John.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe.
Yeah, thanks. Call me, like, Joe next time or something like that. Listen, I get called a bunch of names. I've been called a bunch of names my entire life. When you have a last name that's almost like a first name. Hey, Mark.
That's true.
Man, my name's not Mark. It's John Marks. Right, but I get Joe. I got John Ritchie yesterday. I get Mike for Mike Michael Parkhan. I mean, they call me everything but my name sometimes. Like, it's got to deal with it.
Hey, you're a Philly guy now, though.
It doesn't seem to matter, does it? Go ahead.
Great interview with B&E Freddie Flip Flop. Just because John/Jack Fritz has name confusion doesn't mean he has to sabotage John's interview. Get rid of that guy, Tom from Abington.
Oh wow, Tom from Abington turning on you right there. Now, like, Jack is still inexperienced when it comes to being a producer. He's very good at some things, but what he has to know is that you'd say, all right, you know, hey, B&E, thanks for joining us. You're going to be talking to John Marks and Ike Reese. All right, hang on a second. Let me put you on. Right? But he didn't. He just says, hang on. And presses hold.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Right. All right, what's next?
Damn, Marks. You seem to want out of all fan groups in Philadelphia. You mess up LCB line. You love Dak and Foles over the Bronco. It's only been 2 weeks, and you want your Philly guy status revoked already? Mike in Birdsboro.
So what was the LCB line? But because I called it the – I didn't say the LCB line on the first try. I called it something similar. And meanwhile, you two didn't even know what it was.
I didn't even – yeah, I have no idea.
It was Reggie Leach, Bobby Clark, and Bill Barber, LCB.
Got you.
Obviously.
And that was the line. Unfortunately – that was a long time ago, and I don't remember it because I was born the same year the Flyers were winning a Stanley Cup.
Man, you get an A for effort. But that had to be a hockey fan that heard that and was like, no.
I'll take it.
I'm not letting that go.
I'll take it. It's fine. I'll take it. I knew it was coming, too. I knew it was coming. Go ahead.
Izell Jenkins, you will always be a beloved member of the Eagles family. Thank you for your service. Philly loves toast. I heard he's doing well in the insurance industry. Only took 30 years to figure out how to cover people. Scott from Delco.
Come on, Scott.
Wow.
Text line.
And we tried to encourage Izell's cousin to get him to listen to the show.
We do not want to do
that. No, we don't want him listening to the show now.
Could you imagine 30 years after you played here, people are still calling right. toast and ridiculing him?
You know, you're trying to tune in to see what's going on.
It's been 30 years. Literally 30 years.
This city doesn't forget.
No, I know.
That's why I love him.
But when you think about that defense, it really is like the one guy.
Like, he's the one guy everybody points to. Like, it was only one weak link out there.
Yeah, but you notice B&E didn't bring up Izell. He brought up Mark McMillan. Did you notice that?
I did.
He said everybody else's name but Izell.
He named everybody but Izell.
All right.
Was he one of those players that the teammates probably were like, man, what are we doing with him out here?
Yeah.
They all knew he was the weak link.
Well, I mean, you have a defense full of great players, and you have a late round draft pick that's having to be a starting cornerback, which he shouldn't have been. They had nobody else. That was the problem. All right, Matt Mayfair. Matt, you're on the clock. 30 seconds. Go.
John Ike, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, so I have one quick question I want to ask Jack Fritz.
Yeah.
Jack, how do you see who's going to be in the Phillies bullpen, and what are the roles of those players?
Wait, are you serious? You're calling up our show to ask the producer Phillies questions?
That's right, John.
You're banned the rest of the week. See ya. Listen to the High Hopes podcast. You're calling in the Marks and Reese show to ask the producer a question about sports, and you're not like making fun of him or something?
Oh man, should I have been mad about that?
Suspended for a week,
Matt.
Matt Mayfair, you can be back next Monday. All right. Coming up next.
Look at this guy. He's in there.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. Something happened yesterday, too, where someone, like, had a question for Jack, and it's like, a question for Jack?
What the hell
is going on here?
I'm just being me.
Listen, Jack, you're a big part of the show, right? But no one should be calling in to ask you sports questions.
Yeah, you want to talk to Jack, talk to him on the damn when you call in the line.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You do your show before you put him on hold, all right? It's unbelievable. What is going on here?
Man, this dude with his branding.
Spike, I want to talk to you after the show. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. We are back tomorrow. And tomorrow, we know that it's going to be Schmidt or Iverson, two or one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we reveal who we have on the show tomorrow,
Jack? I think we should do it. Yeah, why not?
We're having Schmitty on the show tomorrow because he's going to be two or one. Michael Jack Schmidt on the show. What time?
4 o'clock.
And then Aaron McKee to talk about AI Allen Iverson.
Damn.
Is that three?
That's a three.
All right.
We're going Doc to Schmitty.
Schmitty. Mike Schmidt tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. We'll talk to you then, team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.